This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
For Whia Te Kite Mau Tauranga, fill the basket of knowledge. Welcome, library lovers, to Slanza Sessions, a podcast to celebrate school libraries and all of the people who inhabit them. We want to share our love of books for youth and young people and our passion for school libraries. We'll be asking questions and seeking answers about how we can all ensure the school library maintains its valuable place in the New Zealand literacy and education landscape. I'm Alan Dingley, and along with Sasha Eastwood and Chris Auer, we'll be bringing you interviews, reviews, views and more. We look forward to having you along for the ride.
Kia ora katoa. Welcome, everybody. We are back in the studio. The birds are chirping. The rainbows are outside the window. Pixies are dancing on the windowsill.
And there's unicorns flying past.
Unicorns flying past. We're having a great day, and we're back in the studio.
We are. Yeah. It's always a great day when we're back in the studio.
Absolutely. How's everyone's week been? Not too cold? Not too shabby?
Not too bad, actually.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Well, that's good. Winter chills.
Aotearoa School Library Week.
Yeah, everyone's on the come down a little bit.
New Zealand inaugural Children's Book Week.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so exciting. There's so much going on.
Yeah, and everyone's tired. And, I mean, we're doing it all in the middle of there's flu epidemics, everyone's sick, and school rolls are down, there's no relievers. It's Sasha coughing on cue. Fantastic.
Sorry.
the lurgy. And apparently, do you want Manawatu's having a swathe of at the moment in schools?
Scabies. Oh, really?
Yes. I did hear that.
I know. Yeah. So there you go, everyone. Yeah. Right. It's been tough where you are.
We've got
it all going on here.
Doesn't 100k road, so it's not.
No, so I'm going to travel outside Palmy. Yeah, people say Palmy doesn't get exciting stuff. Well, there we go.
Scabies.
Welcome
exciting.
To. So before we move on to chatting about all the exciting stuff that's been happening in the last week or so, it's been so full on in the library world, which is really awesome. What news do we have to cover?
Well, we just need people to come to the Southern Hui.
Invercargill team, if you've never been there,
you've got to come down. I've never been to Invercargill.
It's so good. You can say you've been to one of the most southernmost cities in the world. It's beautiful, and they're just great people down there. So, I mean, come and spend 2 or 3 days with your favourite library peeps.
Yeah.
You know, and come on down. Just, it's the price.
It's
so
in the holidays.
Cheap. It's in the holidays.
Road trip. Let's do it.
Yeah, so make sure you sign up.
There's going to be a school library tour. We've got some amazing local authors, speakers,
presenters. And there'll be all sorts of
the workshops abstracts
and stuff
confirmed.
Almost confirmed.
Yeah.
Sweet. We might just wander around, and if there's an empty room, we'll just put on an abstract of something. Yeah. We'll just sit down and pretend to do a podcast. So come on.
No, we tried that. One other.
Yeah, we did. I remember when my children started messaging me during the podcast.
Oh, that's right.
You did. God, that was horrible. So that's that. Obviously.
There's grants available. So we've got three Slanza Hui grants available, up to $800 each.
I mean, come on, people.
I know you
probably think that first bit of holiday should be rest, but no, do something exciting.
We
then you can rest after
Saturday,
that.
Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Travel Monday. Monday morning.
Yeah, and then you're into it.
School tours Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
Full day of
You'll
awesome
be
energized
by the people. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So head to the, head to the site and register. Just come on, let's have a party.
Party!
Let's have some good times.
And Invercargill.
Slanza Advocacy.
Campaign has, the activations have finished.
Then
we'll be doing, we've got a survey out at the moment asking for feedback so the advocacy ohumahi can put a report together around the effectiveness of that and how far-reaching it was. And then we'll be discussing ways we can use that and step it up a bit We're already. Okay.
It's all info. Info is power. That's the thing, and that's why you know we keep asking these you know for these questions and for people's input. It's so awesome that you have your say. You know, because we're all in this together, and how we can make the people, especially working hard to try and boost what we do.
Yeah, and if you're going to. If you end up going to any kind of election hui or, you know, your local MPs are all gathering together and you stand up and ask about school libraries.
And make the statement
that not every school has a school library and what are they going to do about that? So let's put some pressure on them and
110%.
Get them to do the mahi for us.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. all right, so much has been happening in the last week or so, right?
So awesome.
So, you know, Aotearoa School Library Week has just finished, right? Everyone doing their thing and just seeing people sharing bits and bobs on listserv and things like that. Just, I love the creative minds of how people dress up, what they do. And I'm so embarrassed sometimes because I'm not a displays type, you know, guy and I wasn't in school a lot.
But
I love watching other people and I get great joy of seeing the joy that people get from doing those things in their library.
Well, a great thing for you guys, I think, because you have teenagers, you know, you've got the kids that are actually probably actively on Instagram, you can direct them to what the awesomeness that's happening in other libraries and charge them with creating some displays.
What could you do? Why should they have all the fun? How about you guys come up with something?
Right. So it's a great tool, I think, Instagram, for inspiration and engaging and getting some really cool stuff.
Yeah, it's using it in the right way, isn't it?
I'm not on TikTok, but, you know, I'm maybe other librarians.
I am, but I don't use it. I don't understand it. So anything on Instagram sometimes, I'm just such a pleb. Trying to share things. I'm like, I won't let me share this and that, and I'm just confusing myself. So if you ever see anything that I've shared, be proud of me.
Oh, okay,
you
good.
Know, I've done well. So that, obviously, you know, big week for us. And then
Smack bang. Right afterwards,
we go into New Zealand,
the very first New Zealand Children's Book Week.
Children's Book Week. Like.
And what a... Yeah. Read NZ just did an amazing job of putting on some pretty cool events.
And that's the thing, is we're all in this together, so we've got to be super proud of what they're doing. And obviously, you know, they're lucky government funded, and they've got sponsors and things like that. And so we can't match that. But we... I was talking to... Jett Blythe from ReNZ, and she said it was so lovely to see all these school library week stuff because it just gave a great impetus for them to start. And, man, some of the events like were so cool. And I'm gutted. I'll start with the panel. But Josh Morgan and Sasha Cotter read Dazzle Hands on a train with preschoolers.
That's cool.
And went to Kapiti, I think.
So that was the first the Dazzle Hands was the first – national read-along we've ever had. So we tuned into that from my school.
Awesome.
And it was great.
Yeah, what a great start.
On a train with preschoolers.
I mean, how cool. What a great idea. Cool. And I think doing those things, you know, and you think, oh, that's a big thing to organise. Well, you do it in a school bus. We could talk to, like, the bus company, Horizons Bus, whatever they use a bus. I can't even know what the name of Horizons Buses. And, like, pull up at a bus stop and jump out and read a picture book and then jump back on. See how far you can get.
Like a picture book tour.
Or ask if you can read people a book on the bus.
Yeah.
In the holidays.
There was a group leaving books on buses.
Oh, that's cool. There was a group leaving books in playgrounds around Palmy.
That's cool.
Which is awesome. Little things we can do, eh? So book week was great. now, I was lucky enough to head to Wellington for a couple of days and caught one of the events the book week had on was a panel hosted at National Library, and it was Thriving as a Nation of Readers, Strengthening School Reading Communities. The panel was Juliet Blythe, who's Chief Executive of ReNZ, lovely Judith, Shane Robinson, so he's a school principal from Mangaraki School. You got Stephen Clothier, the awesome Children's and Youth Services Coordinator, Wellington City Libraries. He's a lone wolf. He is the only Children's and Young Persons Library in Wellington. Because I thought a library that big would have more than one person.
I didn't know
Stephen
that.
Does everything. And that man, I'm just worried
he's
about him.
He's a machine. He's a legend and a machine.
So Stephen, if you listen to us, we love your work, my friend. You might get him on and just say, hey, and just ask him, Stephen, are you okay?
Yeah.
Stephen, yeah. Are you okay? How do you do it?
Maybe give him a few days after this
week. We'll give him a V or something. Sue McDowell, senior researcher for NZCR, super smart, and our very own Miriam Tui, friend of the show. And it was chaired by current Tawhirito, Kate Goldie.
Yeah.
And it was a reaffirmation of what we're doing, of what we want to be doing.
Yep.
It was great to have a principal on the panel. And he spoke, about the issues that school has, whether it be funding, whether it can be hard to connect with other schools, but just that idea of reading for pleasure over literacy.
Yeah.
And that was a big theme of it. Obviously Sue was able to talk to data and different things. They talked about the Puterito programs from National Library in Northland and Dunedin and all of those programs. And it was that reaffirmation of it. And I think a lot of the people listening obviously loved what we heard, but I think we all came away thinking, right, well, what's next?
Right. And it's the same thing with that stakeholder hui that we had last year. It's really good to get the energy going in the room and have some really awesome discussions. But then you need to springboard off that and create some kind of movement. So I think that's where we're at the moment.
Yeah, those bites, instead of letting it just sit again and going, okay, cool, we know this, and then we better remind ourselves of it again soon. So what's that piece of action you can take?
Call to action.
Actually before that, sorry, earlier in the week we had the Coalition of Books.
Yeah, so they put on it was over 2 days. My phone is not working.
Yeah, so they brought a group of speakers together. A bit of a hui to discuss books, but they bring together publishers and booksellers and librarians and teachers.
It was called The First Chapter, a Symposium for Children's Publishing Professionals.
Mm.
And it had a bit of everything. And that's what I think about the panel was really good, is it's like this: the whole book sector is like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yes.
And if we want to be building a nation of readers, then we all need to be on the same walker, We all need to be acknowledging our piece or the part of that we're in and rowing in the same direction.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
We need to be connected. And I think the panel was really good at that because, like you said, Ellen, school librarians getting together, that's really powerful, and we know the value of the mahi that we do. But making sure that is kind of amplified by a principal,
absolutely.
A National Library specialist, by a researcher,
No stone left unturned thing, And people say, no school library. Well, Miriam's got school library experience.
So that was that thing.
Yep.
And thinking what's next. So from that panel, my question would be, how do we get in front of the All Blacks and get them to make a 30-second TikTok about reading?
Yeah.
Those things is how do we go next?
Yeah.
And so some of the speakers in the first chapter.
Yeah, so the first chapter was Lovely Martha from the Australian School Library Association. She's a teacher librarian. And she talked about diversity in books and how the Dan's Awards moving on, moving in that
growing
space. And then we had this amazing conversation between Gavin and Matt. I felt like a voyeur.
Yeah, you were just like two lads having a cup of tea. Yeah. I mean, they're in separate spaces, but they both in these homely sort of houses with bookcases behind them, and they were just cackling and chatting away. Like, it was almost as if they forgot we were there.
It was very cool, but you kind of felt like you were watching something you shouldn't have been watching.
It was great. So they reflected on their processes and sort of things like that, and it was really cool to watch.
And their similarities and their differences, and Matt was very much had embraced digital art creation on his tablet, and Gavin was like, no, I tried that, and I'm happy to stick with my original art formats, and so that was great. And then we had a session on how and why we learn to love and read, and that was fascinating.
So interesting.
So a lot of you out there may have already heard Jessica Pauli Copping's work. She's did a PhD on, sorry, I'm just leaving it here, learning to love reading in the digital age. Yeah. Strategies to engage adolescents with reading for pleasure as a classroom literacy practice.
Yeah.
And her and Stephen Clothier had a great conversation around that.
It was a great mix of stats and practical examples. Yeah. It was just a great mix, and I think we should try and get either both of them or one of them on the show soon.
That would be a good podcast. So that was great. And then followed up was the amazing Wayne Mills was talking to the recent Kids Lit, New Zealand Kids Lit team from Heat and Normal.
They were such great ambassadors for reading, mate. Yeah, if anyone watched these kids, they were just so enthusiastic, and some of them were eloquent. And then you had
they were dressed.
So because it was book character day, so
they were dressed.
The teacher was a Teletubby there. Yeah, as you go.
It was cute as. It was so good.
It was cool.
And then a lovely discussion around publishing and promoting children's books that experts discuss. So that was Christine Dale, Jenny Helen, and Kate Gordon-Smith. And again, it was publishers talking, but it was really a really good insight to how our publishing world works.
Yeah.
And they asked the audience questions around, things they could be doing.
Yeah, what could we do? They
and what do we want
know.
And all that. And how, what works best and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And so that was really cool. And then we finished with the amazing Alan Dingley doing a closing keynote, Catalysts, What's Required for Reactions to Happen. So that was great.
Which admitted to everyone, I'd listened to all of the speakers beforehand.
That would have been really hard.
And I tried to be professional. I had my script ready. I had a speech ready.
And
then I listened to all of these people and went, oh, my God, there's this all I can use, this I can use. So I kind of threw my pages out and I had 13 pages of notes around me. And I think I did ramble along. But it was just talking about that, as Sash mentioned, we talk about being a puzzle.
Yeah.
And the catalyst, the little things you do, any little thing you do in your library is that catalyst for reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just basically cheerleading.
It was cool.
Yeah, and then in Wellington, of course, so then we had that. Then we had the panel. We had Book Week. Oh, my gosh.
Did you go to the Books Alive event?
Went to Wellington Libraries, man. That library is just the bestest. Mm. And just wandered around and saw people speaking, Swapna Haddo and Leonie Agnew and Jim Fudioka and just 400, 500 kids probably.
Wow.
And then in that space, it was just – the energy was just amazing. So myself and the lovely Lauren Urquhart were wandering around and just we weren't sure where to look.
No.
You know, there was just so much going on. And then obviously was the New Zealand Book Awards.
Last night.
Yeah, last night in Wellington.
The ceremony of the year.
The ceremony
when
of the year.
When it comes to children's publishing.
It's just so cool. It's just so, so lovely. Joyce Ellen and her team, they just do a wonderful event. And they just,
it's a real celebration, isn't it?
And that's the thing. You walk in and they had the Porirua Youth Orchestra. These kids were playing. It was beautiful.
Cool.
Oh, they were so good. And then they had three sort of dudes, guys playing jazz riffs in between when people walk up and down the stairs
for a thing.
Instead of just having people coming down the stairs with their certificates and then these guys are like, bah, 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 bah. It was so cool. So they just do it really, really well. So I think
is it Josh from Hell Pizza? Is that?
Yes, Josh, and they talked
and
about
did,
what they do.
Yeah.
And it's just, and the crowd's so into it. They just keep doing stuff. And all the sponsors that are jumping on board. And
new sponsor this year, Wheelers, came on board.
Yes, I ran into the lovely Wheelers team. Because, we had the Wheelers Insights not long ago.
Yeah.
So the Wheelers Insights, you've got first chapter now, collection of books. But everyone is trying to paddle the walker that we're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
And we don't all have to be paddling. Some people can be navigators. Some people we've all got a role. So we're going to give you a quick rundown of the winners, which you probably already know, but we're just going to speak
to them. Well, we just need to keep celebrating these.
And that's exactly it. And I'm stoked because there's a bit of a palmy connection with, I'm going to start off with the Picture Book Award. And that went to Guide to Rocks by Sasha Cotter and illustrated by Josh Morgan. Josh is a Freiburg boy, Freiburg High School.
His mother was my girl's kindy teacher. That's my claim
to
fame.
We know.
I'm really close with Josh, but no.
Yeah, and if you don't have Guide to Rocks, it's a great book
about
the male approach sometimes to talking about your feelings or things like that. And Dad's got this guidebook of rocks.
whatever rock you've got, you've just got to, you know, either ignore it or just put it in the cupboard. But obviously, rocks are feelings. So beautiful book. And those two.
Sasha and Josh did it. If you get a chance to watch the ceremony, I think you can watch it. Would have been recorded. I think you can watch it on YouTube. They just spoke beautifully, and they spoke a few times over the night, which we'll talk about.
But they were just so affected by it all.
Yeah,
right?
And it was just so close to their hearts, and the reasoning why they wrote Guide to Rocks was beautiful. You know,
It's their expression that, and because they and I because I didn't realize they met that. He was paired with her.
Yeah.
He was an illustrator with Huia. Like, and they said, oh, we needed this book illustrator, so here's this author, Sasha Cotta.
Yeah.
And then years later, they've got a kid.
Well, they fell in love while they illustrated and wrote a book together.
Yay, books make everyone fall in love. So that was lovely. And then the Wright Family Foundation Esther Glenn Award for Junior Fiction, Dreamslinger. I think Dreamslinger is in most of our libraries.
Yeah.
Gracie Kim.
Yep.
And she was there, which
she's
was
such a beautiful human, isn't she?
Just great. And she was thanking everyone. And she was obviously moved by it too. You know, she's had really good success, but she's still so honoured by it.
Yes.
So good.
Yeah. She is. I was just talking to Claire Forrest from Rarawa, and Gracie was at her school today. And she is just one of the best authors to have in school in front of. Front of kids. She just wins everybody over. She is such an amazing presenter and orator that I think Claire was saying she's got like 26 reserves on all of the books. She's going to have to try and find more copies.
Yeah. So we're sorry she was there.
That's the magic, isn't it? That's what you want. And that's the magic of getting authors in front of students. And that's the other thing that Hell's Pizza and the New Zealand Book Awards Trust do is there's a road trip around Aotearoa, and they have online events. So make sure that next year that you are registering and hooking into all of those great things, because it's a really awesome way to get authors in front of your students when, you know, maybe your budget doesn't stretch to actually having them there in person.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to take all these advantages. It's out here for us. The Wheelers Book Awards for Young Adult Fiction. Now, that went to The Lost Saint by Rachel Craw. Now, I talked to the judges and they said, that one was the easiest one to pick in a way, because
it's just a good book.
I've got it, but I haven't read it yet. But I've heard everyone, and she too was moved as well, because she talked about what a hard industry it can be, and and the rejection when she got a 3-book deal in the US, and you're like, yes, my train's come in, and then after the first book, the company folded.
Yeah,
3 months later.
Devastating would that have been?
Just huge. So seeing her.
And her talk was so real, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, like it was just, it really.
It's what I like about the book awards is they let the winners just talk.
Yes.
There's no time, there's no nothing, and there's everything was just going on. It was so good. Elsie Lock Award for Nonfiction, and I was stoked by this. Whenua Māori Pūrako of Aotearoa, and that was Isabel Joy Te Aho White.
Yeah.
Now, when I was judged for the first time, she was nominated for the first time.
Oh.
And she was so nervous, and I panel with her and things like that, and just to see her create this book and illustrate it and then win, she was it was just an amazing thing to watch.
It's such a beautiful book. I felt bad covering it when I got it, because it's just one of those books you don't want to.
Yeah,
you
she's amazing, cover. And she's connected to so many other books. Like during the night, all of the nominees, she's in with so many and so many books. She was so good. So we've got 4 minutes, City. Russell Clark Award for Illustration. Kupe and the Great Octopus of Muturangi by Matt Tate.
Yes. He's another legend in the making, isn't he?
Yeah, there was a wee joke last night because he was nominated for so many and he has won a couple that they said, watch out, Gavin. Matt's climbing the record number of finalists. So Matt also won the Wright Family Foundation Te Kura Ponamu Award for book originally written in Te Reo Māori. And he won that as well, which is great. And the Wright Family Foundation with that Te Kura Ponamu, they also have an English book that's translated into Te Reo, so two separate prizes. And that went to He Tonga Te Toka, which is Guide to Rocks.
Guide to Rocks.
And they said that was translated by Kawhata Tipa. And they just said it was just so beautifully done.
Yeah.
And then, now this is a really interesting one. The NZSA Best First Book Award went to Te One Hau Mako by Zeb Tamihana Nicklin, and that is a book completely in Te Reo Māori.
Wow. That would be the first time.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a young adult novella. It's written in Te Reo Māori, and the judges described it as an important book that will spark meaningful conversations about sustainability and our shared environmental responsibility. That's the Te Reo judges. They recommended that, and they said to the panel, the English panel, this is so good.
Yeah.
You must.
We must.
This must be. And the English panel went, yep, okay.
Yeah.
We understand, like, if you're so passionate, we're going to take, you know, respect your opinion on that. And what an amazing thing for the book awards to be able to show.
Yes.
Is that, you know, and he was, I'm not sure, crowds were his thing. He looked really nervous last night, but and then he just spoke in Te Reo Māori, and it was just so powerful. So that was all of the nominees, all of the round winners.
Yeah.
And then obviously they have to announce the Margaret Mahe Book of the Year, and that went to A Guide to Rocks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sash and Josh, you know, because I was watching, because I sort of had a wee inside scoop that I knew it might be that, and I sort of watched them as it was announced.
Yeah.
And just, and then they were on stage afterwards when it all finished, and there's like just a train of people that keep coming up, get books signed,
There's no ego involved in any of this, and people are so generous with thanking each other too, you know, like there was a lot of conversations in the winners' speeches around how it takes a team to get a book to the point, they were really generous in acknowledging that it's a team effort, that they might front foot it as the author or illustrator, but it actually takes a whole team of people to,
And that's the theme of the whole night, like, because even with the sponsors, they're all there. They're all invited there, and like the Wright Family Foundation, the Wheelers were there, and Creative New Zealand, and everyone's talking on the same walker, and it was just so amazing to watch all of these amazing people we know from the industry.
It's so
and, like,
bucket
Kate
filling,
was
isn't
there,
it?
And Christy was there from Thunder. Yeah, yeah. And so obviously, and as I said, Lauren Urquhart was one of the judges, and I was her escort for this evening.
Oh, plus
thanks,
one.
Ms. Urquhart was the plus one. So I just got to sort of say,
you would have known everyone.
I'm here as a judge. You know, oh no, I'm not here for an official capacity. Of course, I did end up schmoozing, a wee bit. But no, thank you, Ms. Urquhart, for being my partner on the evening. But it was just, I just love going and watching it. And I was talking to the lovely Joyce Allen afterwards, and she said, just hopefully we can keep it going.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully we can keep doing Books Alive events. And, you know, it all comes down to funding and different things like that.
We had so much fun with our Books Alive event.
That one was amazing.
We?
I mean, if the opportunity ever came up, I think we'd do one.
Yeah, we'd jump.
And even to help them out, we'd probably try and fund our own.
Yeah, that's right.
And just ride that, as said, be part of the puzzle.
Yeah.
We are so lucky to be part of this wonderful industry, this group of people, and watching all of the amazing things this week was just so heartening.
Yeah.
You know, when the cup sort of feels a bit empty sometimes, just being able to do those things.
Yeah.
And walking through Wellington Library, I just buoys you up. It was so amazing. So thank you, everyone out there. We hope you have had a lovely couple of weeks, and we look forward to talking to you soon. Ka kite anō.
Ka kite.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.